Today marked the beginning of final arguments in the Tim Bosma murder trial. Dylan Millard's defense team and lawyer Ravine Pillay were up first to give their address to the jury. Pillay essentially argued that Dylan Millard is smart, and he's too smart to get caught. He pointed to several thefts that the jury has heard he did in the past, and pointed out that in all of those, he got away with it, that he took precautions to not get caught, and it worked. He says in this case, if Dylan Millard was truly out to kill Tim Bosma that night, as is suggested, he would have similarly taken precautions. Instead, he says Millard showed up that night. He didn't conceal himself. He walked up. He greeted the Bosmas and their tenant. He made eye contact with them as he made small talk. And that even before he left that night, he hadn't deleted his browsing history that showed him looking at Tim Bosma's truck online. He hadn't deleted his phone records. He didn't even turn his phone off in the truck that night. So Pillay suggests the evidence that's been presented in this trial shows not a murder that was planned and deliberated, but instead Dylan Millard responding to a surprising and shocking situation, and that he was making decisions moment to moment. Instead, as they've hinted at before, they place the blame squarely on Mark Smitch and say that Dylan Millard had too much to lose and that Smitch was desperate and had nothing to lose. Mark Smitch's team will be up tomorrow to give their closing arguments.